The night bus rolled through the darkness, scattering bushes and wastebaskets, telephone booths and trees, and Harry lay restless and miserable on his feather bed. After a while, Stan remembered that Harry had paid for hot chocolate, but poured it all over Harry's pillow when the bus moved abruptly from Anglesey to Aberdeen. One by one, wizards and witches in dressing gowns and slippers descended from the upper floors to leave the bus. They all looked very pleased to go. Finally, Harry was the only passenger left. "Right then, Neville," said Stan, clapping his hands. "Whereabouts in London?"
"Diagon Alley," said Harry.
"Righto," said Stan. "Hold tight then." Bang! They were thundering along Charing Cross Road. Harry sat up and watched buildings and benches squeezing themselves out of the night bus's way. The sky was getting a little lighter. He would lie low for a couple of hours, go to Gringotts the moment it opened, then set off. Where? He didn't know. Ern slammed on the brakes, and the night bus skidded to a halt in front of a small and shabby-looking pub, the Leaky Cauldron, behind which lay the magical entrance to Diagon Alley.
"Thanks," Harry said to Ern.
He jumped down the steps and helped Stan lower his trunk and Hedwig's cage onto the pavement.
"Well," said Harry, "bye then."
But Stan wasn't paying attention. Still standing in the doorway to the bus, he was goggling at the shadowy entrance to the Leaky Cauldron.
"There you are, Harry," said a voice.
Before Harry could turn, he felt a hand on his shoulder. At the same time, Stan shouted,
"Blimey, Ern, come here! Come here!"
Harry looked up at the owner of the hand on his shoulder and felt a bucket full of ice cascade into his stomach. He had walked right into Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic himself. Stan leapt onto the pavement beside them.
"What did you call Neville, Minister?"
he said excitedly. Fudge, a portly little man in a long pinstripe cloak, looked cold and exhausted.
"Neville?" he repeated, frowning. "This is Harry Potter."
"I knew it!"
Stan shouted gleefully.
Ern, guess who Neville is, Ern? He's Harry Potter. I can see his scar."
"Yes," said Fudge testily. "Well, I'm very glad the night bus picked Harry up, but he and I need to step inside the Leaky Cauldron now."
Fudge increased the pressure on Harry's shoulder, and Harry found himself being steered inside the pub. A stooping figure bearing a lantern appeared through the door behind the bar. It was Tom, the wizened, toothless landlord.
"You've got him, Minister," said Tom. "Will you be wanting anything? Beer? Brandy?"
"Perhaps a pot of tea," said Fudge, who still hadn't let go of Harry.
There was a loud scraping and puffing from behind them, and Stan and Ern appeared, carrying Harry's trunk and Hedwig's cage and looking around excitedly.
"How come you didn't tell us who you are, eh, Neville?"
said Stan, beaming at Harry while Ernie's owlish face peered interestedly over Stan's shoulder.
"And a private parlour, please, Tom," said Fudge pointedly.
"Bye," Harry said miserably to Stan and Ern as Tom beckoned Fudge toward the passage that led from the bar.
"Bye, Neville," called Stan.